Muyandaf, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis. We had in the Mishnah about Misasek Lo Yotzo. So Rashi's Gilsa seems to be Misasek U De Lo Yotzo. Hotekeya Lashir. If a person is not a Misasek, Tekeya Lashir Yotzo. Is Lamin Misaile Larova, Domarova, Tekeya Lashir Yotzo. So the Gemara answers, Dilme Tekeya Lashir, Nami Misasek Korile. Could be Tekeya Lashir is also called a Misasek. As we had mentioned, that the Kelti is Oisik to make a Koil Shal Shir, and he ended up by doing a Maisa Mitzvah. So that is also considered a Mistat, the Tana calls a Misasek. Zatrashi Misasek Udoloi, She'ene Miskaven Letkiye, Afilo Delav Mitzvah. The Gemara Havmina held it's a 100% Misasek. That he has no kavanah to blow, afilu atkiyah shel, the lav shel mitzvah, ela minvach nevuchi, he wants to make a koil less than the shir, oy shahoyan, and he ended up by making a shir, oy shahoyan efeach b'shoifa, just wanted to blow into the shoifa, but also biyode tkiyah, avol tekeya le shir, shem iskaven le tkiyah, if he wants to make a tkiyah, ba'alme, so vice this is yotza. Zogt Gemara weiter, Vashemeya mina misasek lo yotza. If a person heard from a tekeya who is a misasek, he's not yotze. Avol hashemeya min hamashmiya la'atzma. Beweistois, if the tekeya is not a misasek, he wants to blow for himself. So then it would seem, ma yotza, then he is yotze. A misasek didn't have kavanah to be mitzi yene. Didn't have any kavanah to blow a keil. So then the din is that the shemei is not yaitze. Aval ha-shemeya min ha-mashmiya la'atzmai. But if a person heard from someone who wanted to blow for himself, not for the shemeya, it would seem he's yaitze. Leim et evet yuvte de rab zeire. Da oma lei rab zeire l'shame ichavein utkali. Rab Zeire told his Meshores that he has to have Kavone to be Toikeya for the Shemeya, either because Rab Zeire holds Mitzvah Tzriches Kavone, or Rab Zeire holds this, I feel he holds Mloy Tzriches Kavone, Akaponim the Mitzvah Tkiye, he has to be Toikeya for him, because it's only considered the Shemeya as a Toikeya if the Toikeya is Toikeya for him. So, about Kapanim from the Mishnah would seem that you don't need this. So the Gemara says, "Dulma Aidi the Tana Reisha Mis Asik Tana Seif Anami Mis Asik." That Einach Anami, the Mishnah is telling us a true halacha. Shemayim Mis Asik Lo Yotza. The Mishnah could have said a bigger chiddush that a Shemayim Mina Mashmi Latim is also Lo Yotza, but Aidi Rashi says, Loyla Mashmeimina Shmielatma, Shalinis Kamlaitis Hashemim is also La Yotza. But it was a Shigra Delishna of the Reisha, so therefore he mentions Misasik. Zok the Mishnah weiter, say that Kiyais Shalosh Shal Shalosh Shalosh. Let us see what Rashi says. Say that Kiyais Shalosh Achas Lemalchiyais. Va'achas lezechreines, va'achas lesheifreis. That means we'll see in the Gemara there are limudim that you have to blow three times tkiye through a tkiye, and we have limudim that you have to be masker malchiyas zechreines and sheifreis. So memele, so that's what Rashi says. Say that tkiye shalosh. Since there's a din haskara of sholosh, and there's a din of sholosh tkiyas, so Rashi says, Mestoma, that was the kavonas ha-teira, achas lemalchiyais, va'achas lezechoynes, va'achas lesheifreis. Sholosh, shel, sholosh, sholosh. Sholosh, sholosh means that each one has three koilas, tkiyah, etrua tkiyah, lechol, achas, va'achas. Shir tkiye, the Mishnah says, shir tkiye ki shalosh truais. The shir tkiye is equivalent to three truais, and just not to get confused, the maskonis hagemore is that we just said there's shalosh, so you blow three times a tkiye rishoine. So shir tkiye, the shir of the three tkiyos rishonos, are kishalosh truos, are equivalent to the three truos which are blown. So in other words, the shir of a tkiye is equivalent to a trua. Shir tkiye kishalosh truos. Yeah. Toka barishoine, shir trua kishalosh yevavis. And the shir trua is kishalosh yevavis. That the shir of a trua is three yevavis. Let us see Rashi. Shalosh yevavos, shalosh kolos ba'alme kolshehu. The Sfas Emes wants to say, l'chayre, if the shir tkiye is kishalosh truos, or as we mentioned before, it means a shir tkiye is ketrue, and a shir true is shalosh yevavos, so why didn't he say shir tkiye kishalosh yevavos? So we know everything. So he wants to say, could be the Tana is telling us in the first halacha, which is that shir tkiye ketrue is telling us that even though there's a minimum shir of a true, and the minimum shir of a true is shalosh yevavos, three kailis kol shu, al kolponim, if he made a longer true, so the tkiye also has to be longer. So therefore the Tana made two bavas. Number one, shir tkiye ketrue. I mean, three tkiyas are like three truas. That's number one. And however, and what is the minimum shir of a trua? Shir trua kishalosh yevavos. Toka barishoina, umoshach bishniya kishtayim. What happens if the first tkiya was a normal tkiya? Umoshach bishniya kishtayim, and the tkiya achroine was a double the size, was like two tkiyas, ein biyadoi ela achas. So then he only has one, that means even though he had wanted that the tkiya achroine should be also a tkiya rishoine for the next seder, aber ein biyadoi ela achas. Let us see what Rashi says. Toka barishoine pshuto, Shelifnei atrua toka kedarko. The first tkiya he blew kedarko. Umoshach bishniya tkiya shalach atrua. Moshach kishtayim. Lotzeis bo yidei shtayim. Shrei tzorich lasois. Zu, let us see the bach. Zu acha zu pshuta shalach reo. He has to make two now. Pshuta shalacha the malchiyos, or pshuta shalafoneo the zechoynes. He has to make now two tkiyas. Is ein biyode ala achas, the psuke tkiya achas, lishtayim loy mafsekino. It's a bissel modne, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that ein biyode ala achas, that the shniye, that the shniya, even though he had in zinnin that it should be used as a tkiya achroine from the first bove and a tkiya rishoine of the second bove, afal pikein, you don't split it. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So why did the Mishnah have to start with toka barishoina? Why do you have to talk about the first key? The first key is leimal leimayra. The ikar is that he made a long second tkiya. So Memela, you don't split the tkiya. So I saw this Sfas Emes brings down from the Rishonim that the only way one could appreciate the Chiddush of the Mishnah is why is the second tkiya called Moshach Bishniya Kishtayim? Why is the second tkiya called that it was kishtayim? So we figure this out from the first kiyah. That means this was double of the first kiyah. So that really makes, like this, a person could have a long kiyah. We'll see in Taisis, a person could have a long kiyah also. So mehechi taisi, that this should be shtayim. No, we see from the first kiyah, that the first kiyah was kedalko. In the second kiyah was double of the first kiyah. So then we see Klor, he made a double tkiyah, afal pikein, you can't split the second key and be yodei alachas. Mi sheberach va'achekach nisman aloi shoifa. A person davened Shemayna Esrei, and he said, Zechaynis Malchia Zechaynis and Shoifris, Dineva Shoifa, Va'achakach Nisman Aloy Shoifa. And later he got a Shoifa. Is Teikeya Umeiria V'Teikeya Sholosh Pa'omim. So is Teikeya Umeiria three times. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. What is Bemison the Chiddush of the Mishnah? We had learned before that Seydat Kiyish Sholosh Shol Sholosh Sholosh. So the Turiyavin wants to say, could be the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, later the Gemara says, there's one man the Yoma, there's a Tvira Machlekes. One man the Yoma holds that Sholosh Shol Sholosh Sholosh, that means Min HaTeire, you have to blow nine Kailas. Three times Tkiyah, Truah Tkiyah. One man the Yoma holds Shtayim in HaTeire, Va'achas Midivrei Seifrem. And one man the Yoma holds Achas min HaTeire Ushtayim Midivrei Seifrem. This is a three-way machlokes, later in the Gemara. So, Rashi explains, according to the man the Yoma, that holds that, let's say, Achas Midivrei Teire, Ushtayim Midivrei Teire. So why did the Rabbonon say that he should blow this three, two min HaTeire and one Midarabbonon? Why did the Rabbonon say this? So Rashi says, "Te lahashveis malchiyos v'zechoynes v'shoifres letkiyosayim." That means, let's say, for example, minatayre. After malchiyos, you have to blow shoifer. Fartik. That's minatayre. So it come out that zechoynes and shoifres you don't blow at all. So the Rabbonon said, "Te lahashveis malchiyos you blew." So they wanted to be mashve. Zechaynis to Malchis, so midarabona you blow Zechaynis, midarabona you blow Shoifres. That's the reason why the Rabbona were Mesakin. So the Turiyevin said it'd be a svara to say that's Davke if he's in the middle of Shemayna Esre. He blew for Malchiyai, so then you have to blow, so midarabona you blow for Zechaynis also. Midarabona Zechaynis should be similar to Malchis. But there'd be a svara to say, but what if he finished everything? He'd have in Shemayna Esre alone without any Tkiya Shoifer. And now in this man aloy shoifer. So now it's not pshat, you blow for shoiferish just like you blew for malchis. I didn't blow anything yet. So maybe here there'd be a svara to say that here the rabbonon did not make this takona that you have to blow nine times to the nine koilas. So, fakert. So the Mishnah says, aval became. Even though the Malchis, Zechaynis, and Shoifres was said already, Al Kaponim, now that he got a Shoifer, there's a Seder of blowing Sholish Pomim Tkiya Truah Tkiya. Kishem Shishlich Tzibur Chayiv Kach Kol Yochid V'Yochid Chayiv. Am Gamliel Oymer Shlich Tzibur Moitzi Yasarabim Yidei Chayvosom. Let us see what Rashi says. Ein biyodoi ela achas. So Rashi says, the psukit ki achas l'shnaim lehem afsakine. Mi sheberich ispalo tfilas musofim ubirach tisha broches. Ni was mavor tisha broches, which that's including malchis, zechaynis v'shefres. Tekeya umeri v'tekeya shalosh pomim, tekeya umeri v'tekeya bishvil malchiyos. V'chein b'shvil zechaynis, v'chein b'shvil shoifreis, even though they were already said. That could be the chiddush where we mentioned the Turiyevin before. Frek de gemara v'hasanya shir tkiya kitrua. We learned a beraisa, our Mishnah says shir tkiya kisholosh truis. The beraisa says shir tkiya kitrua. Omar Abaye. Tana di don, kochoshiv tkiya de kulu bovi. That our Tana is speaking about the tkiya rishayne of all the bovis. So therefore he says, so shir tkiya, so all the tkiya's rishaynes are like the shir trua. He's not talking about the tkiya chayne. Tkiya chayne must almost like the tkiya rishayne. The kulu bovi, trua is the kulu bovi. Tani bore, kochoshiv chad bovi vesuloi. And the Tan of the Barais is just speaking about one bovi. Tana di don kachoshiv de kula bovi. Vachi koma shir asholosh tkiyais. kishir shalosh atruas. So it's like he's saying that the three first kiyas are equivalent to the three truas. Shir true ki gimel yevavis. Vasanye shir true ki shloisha shvarim. So again, Rashi shitas yevavis are three kailas kolshu, sholish kailas baal mekolshu. So our Mishnah said that a shir true is three short kailas. We learned in the Baraisa shir true ki shloisha shvarim. A shever is more than a keil kolsho. A shever is at least two keiches. So it comes out that a shir true is the minimum of six keiches, not three keiches. Amar Abaye b'ho vade pligi. The zichra machlekes between the Baraisa and our Mishnah. And what is the machlekes depend on? The chsiv. It says in the pasuk Yom Truah Yielachem, Metageminen Yom Yevove Yehilachain, that it should be a day of Yevove. Uchsiv beime de Sisra, ba'adach aloin nishkefo vatiyabev aim Sisra. So we see that vatiyabev is a lotion of crying. Mar sover genuchi gonach. So the Tane of the Baraisa holds. It's genuchi gonach, so it's a longer coil. Umar sover yiluli yolil, it is short coilus. So this taka machlekes between the tan of the Baraisa and the tan of our Mishnah. V'tan debroke choshev dechod debove, shir atkiye kishir atru, v'tavai chod emil somo, shvorim aruchim yevoves. Oma bai behov adi pligi, af agav do kimne, the Baraisa loy pligi, we said before, that in the first memra of the Baraisa, that he said shir tkiya ki trua, and our Mishnah says shir tkiya ki sholesh trua, says no machlekes, akolcha bo seifa pligi, bless lishnuye bo midi dishiken farenfa, vahainu plukt, and the plukta is how you translate yavove, vitam targaminen trua yavove, bimi this is riksiv nami, hai lishna batayavit. Man dom ashvarim savi genuchi gonach, kodom hagineich miliboy, kederach hacholim, shem arichim genichai seyen. Mar savi luli yolil, kodom haboichem akoinen koilis ktsorim, smuchim zelo ze. Zog de gemore weiter. Tona rabonon, minayin shebe shofar. How do you know that you blow a shofar? That is a chiev to blow shofar. In Rosh Hashanah, Talmud Loimer, it says, Bayoivol Vahavarto Shofar Trua. There it says, you should blow with a Shofar a Trua. Ainli Elo Bayoivol, Frek the Gemara, that's good. Bayoivol, it says, you need a Shofar. But Rosh Hashanah Minayim, Rosh Hashanah says, Yoim Trua, Zichen Trua, but doesn't say with what instrument you use to blow the Trua. So how do you know that Rosh Hashanah, you also need a Shofar? Talmud loimar b'chodesh hashvi b'yoyim ha-kipurim taviru shofar b'chol ha-artzachem. So the b'chodesh hashvi is mentioned by Yovel. V'avarto shofar trua b'chodesh hashvi b'yoyim ha-kipurim. She'ein talmud loimar b'chodesh hashvi. So if you say that you're blowing shofar in Yovel yoyim ha-kipurim, it is not necessary to tell me that this is the seventh month of the year, because there's more other places in the Torah that the Torah speaks about Yom Kippurim, and it tells us it's in the month of Tishrei. So this Bachodesh Hashvi'i is miyuter. Is Uma Talmud Loimar Bachodesh Hashvi'i, the seventh month. So the whole purpose of the Pasuk is Shiyu Kol Teruah Shel Chodesh Shvi'i Zekozeh. So this pasuk is coming to tell us, it's an ibrke b'chodesh hashvi'i, to tell you that the truas which are blown in chodesh hashvi'i, they are the same. V'avarta shofar trua b'chodesh hashvi'i. So the truas which are blown in the chodesh hashvi'i, the truas blown Reish Chodesh Shvi, that was blown, the Asara B'Shvi. So the Trua B'Chodesh HaShvi is coming to tell us that all the Truas in the Chodesh HaShvi are similar. So that means, so just like the truah of Yovel is blown to a shofar, it says vavarta shofar truah, so the truah of Rosh Hashanah is also blown with a shofar. So that's why it was a zichen truah, yom truah, it's also blown with a shofar. So now I know which instrument is used to make the truah. Now we're going to learn out a second halacha. The tzuris hatkiya, how it is blown. How do you know that in Yovel, first you blow a tkiya, tamud loyma vahavarto shofar truah. Says vahavarto shofar truah. Let us see the Rashi and the medal. The Rashi is going on our Gemara. Shein Talmud Loima Bachaydish Hashvi, Dotosav Lon Bekama Mekaymis Yema Kippurim Bachaydish Hashvi, Vochi Yema Kippurim Ksi. So why does it say Bachaydish Hashvi? Fine, so it tells us that all truas Bachaydish Hashvi are the same. Then the Gemara says, how do you know that you need a tkiya lefoneh? Vavarto pshuto mashma, havoras keil echot. It means one keil. Moments later, Pesach says, "By Moshe Rabbeinu, vayaviru koil b'machne, vahavarto b'sheifor." That you should make a koil echad, and then you should make a truah. Uminayin shepshuto lacher. How do you know in Yovel that you make a tkiya lacher? Tamaloymer taviru sheifor. That's in the same Pesach. It says after it says sheifor truah. Yom Kippurim taviru shofar b'chol arzachem. So taviru shofar is a lashon of a keil poshit. So memele b'yom Kippurim taviru zot Rashi erei havor etchilu v'soif utrua ksiva bintayim. So say v'avarto, then it says trua, then it says taviru. So there's a keil poshit lefoneh, a keil poshit lachel. Ve'ein li elo b'yovel. So now I know this seder of tkiya, trua tkiya b'yovel. B'roish ha'shon ha'minayim. From loymer b'chodesh ha'shvi. Again, now we can darshan again b'chodesh ha'shvi. She'ein tamud loymer b'chodesh ha'shvi. We mentioned before the chodesh ha'shvi is miyuter. Ma tamud loymer b'chodesh ha'shvi. She'kol trua is ha'chodesh ha'shvi. Zekaz trua b'chodesh ha'shvi. All the truas of chodesh ha'shvi should be similar. That means, say, in the instrument that is used to create them, and say, the oif and how they're blown. So now we know, Rosh Hashanah, we also blow tkiya trua tkiya. Frek de gemara uminayin l'sholosh shel sholosh sholosh. How do you know that you have to blow three times tkiya trua tkiya? Talmud loimel, so the gemara says, it says three psukim that speak about a trua. Bavarta shayfa trua, that's by Yovel. Shabosa in zichrein trua is by Rosh Hashanah. Yom triya yir lachem, that's also by Rosh Hashanah. So it says twice trua by Rosh Hashanah, once trua by Yovel. So that's how we know three. Frek the Gemara, it's not three, it's two and one. Uminayin litain esa omol shel ze boze, vishel ze boze. So how do you know that we say that the trua that's by Yovel is also blown in Rosh Hashanah? The two truas by Rosh Hashanah are also blown in Yovel. Tamud loima shvi shvi ligzeire shove. That is a gzeire shove shvi shvi. Okay, tzad sholoish shehen teisha. Sholosh ein teisha, so there's teisha keilus all together. Rashi says, let us see Rashi, minayin sholosh shel sholosh sholosh, minayin dahanach pshuta lefoneh lacher tu be'emtze of dinin tlos azimni, it is blown three times, l'malchi yischad, l'zachayin yischad, l'shayif yischad, tamaloyme trua tlos azimni l'chol achas pshuta lefoneh pshuta lacher. Uminayin litin the somo shal zebazel, lafisha sholish truas halolole nemru b'moke mecha. These three truas were not mentioned in one place. Shashtaim nemru b'reisha shone v'achas b'yoivul. Is minayin litin amuris b'reisha shone b'yoivul. V'litin amura b'yoivul b'reisha shone. Shiyakan v'kan sholish. שביעי שביעי לגזיר השוב, נאמר בראש השונה בחודש השביעי, ונאמר ביובו ועברת שויפר תרוע בחודש השביעי, זאת אומרת, מי לא נאמר גזיר השוב. זוקת גמור הביתה, אוקיי, אוקיי, זה שלוש אין תשע. שיר תקיעה, נאר דברייס, this is the ברייס that we were asking on before on our משנה, שיר תקיעה כתרוע, one key like one true and she true ki shloish shvar frag de gemore hay tane mi ikore maisi lo behekeshe the first two halachas we learned here three halachas the first halacha we learned that reish shona should be with a shefer dumye the yevel the second halacha was that you need a pshuta lefan a pshuta lacher. Also we learn out from Yaibel. These two halachas we learned out from a hekesh. We learn b'chodesh hashvi that all the truas b'chodesh hashvi are similar. The third halacha that you need three, that we learned out with a gzeirah shav. Frek de gemore haitane miikore maise lo b'hakeshe. Vahashte maisi lo b'gzeire shove. And for the Gemara, ochi koma, ila b'gzeire shove, ave maisino lo b'hakeshe. If there wouldn't have been a gzeire shove, I'd learn out from a hekesh. Hashte d'oshi gzeire shove, hekeshe lo yitzorich. Now that we have a gzeire shove, we don't need the hekesh. Now let us see Rashi. Sektrashi vitane mikore aisi bekeshe lumoit zemize minayin shebishoifo upshuta lafonel lachel gomare sheshone miyoivol bekeshe dein tamaloyma bachoydish ashvi elahakish kol truay shal choydish ashvi sheyeshavis lesoiv gomar begzeirishav liten omor shal zebeze Frag de Gemara namitaise bekeshe. De ike de chsivan. Because if we will assume that the amount of tkiyas which are blown are the way they are written, she ishtayim bereish shoshone v'achas b'yoivul, ein truas shal chodesh ashvi shoveis. So the truas are not similar, and it says that the b'makish all truas b'chodesh ashviis. So Memele, so that's the kasha. So why do you have to bring a gzeirah shove? With the hekesh, you could also prove that there'll be three tkiyah through a tkiyah. So the Gemara is so hachi kame ilav gzeirah shove. Iloi nemra gzeirah shove zula moishe misinei ledoino. A yisi mevi akil behekeshe kloimar meatzmai. So before there's a few shverikaiten on Rashi, but let's go backwards. Let's start at this last Rashi, the last Rashi. So what does Rashi say? So einachanami, the Beraisa is telling me theoretically there's a hekesh, and I really could learn out from the hekesh, but iloi nemrog zei reshavu zulamay shemi sinai. But I could have learned it out from the Hekesh, Kleima Ma'atzmai. But now I'm telling you there's a Gzeire Shove, that Rabbein Shalom, that this is a limud that was Nimsa L'Moshe Misina. So Rabbi Kiveger, Tzeichen Tzur Gilyin Ashas, Ayin Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph, Vitzor Rashi, L'Makshinim Vitzor Chiyum. Now this Rashi in Lulav HaGozel says, Emeir Dike Chiddish, Taisus is chaylik on Rashi, but Rashi says that the only mide adam dam me'atzme is a kal v'chaymer. But a hekish, you also need a mesayre to learn how to hekish. As I said, Rashi, a shav, a hekish, you need a mesayre, need a loch l'mayshe misinai to learn it out. So that's Rabbi Kevegas kashe, Rabbi Kevegas esa kashe, Rashi, the way Rashi says, Pshat na Gemara, the Gemara is only saying, you know, we could have figured it out by ourselves. So, Zah, min b'chinet, the Braise is telling us, Milsa da'osi v'kal v'chayme torach v'kosav lokro, Zah, min b'chinet. That means I could have figured out the halacha by myself, by making a hekesh. Nor the Torah was a special gzeira shavu. So Rabbi Kivege asks, Rashi Shitosa, you can't make a hekesh by yourself. So this is the Rishash wants to affirm. Rishash wants to say that Rashi could be in Lulav HaGozel is speaking about a different type of a hekesh. Let's say a hekesh v'yotza v'hoiso. So you have two words, one next to the other. So we're saying, you know, that geirishin is dumyat in nesuin. Because why? Because two words are next to one another. So that Rashi held a person from that one is next to the other does not necessarily mean that the geirishin has the same halachas of erisin, unless you have a halacha maishim esini from that one cannot be learned a hekesh by itself. Masha'in came over here. Here we have tru'a b'chodesh hashvi. This is not yemakish one to the other. Two words one next to the other. The whole b'chodesh hashvi is coming to tell us. Hukshu tru'a b'chodesh hashvi. That's the drosh over here. The Gemara calls it a hekesh because that's the oif and hadrosh. The drosh is telling us all tru'as b'chodesh hashvi are the same. But it's not the midah of hekesh. This is pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk is telling us that in tru'a b'chodesh hashvi, kol tru'as b'chodesh hashvi are similar. The makos. So this you don't need a halacha l'maishim esinai for this. That's what the Rishash wants to say pshat in Rashi. The Turei Evin asks, the Rishash brings down, the Remes and the Balamoyer, is Ma'ir the same Ha'ore? Let us just repeat 1 minute what HaRashi Lem Shat in the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara asked the Kasha, that why do you have to bring on the first two Limudim, that Rosh Hashanah needs a Shaifa, Rosh Hashanah needs a Pshutel from the Pshutel Acha, you learned that from the Hekesh. Why do you have to bring a Gzeira Shove to tell me that the you blow three times Tarat? Why do you need a Gzeira Shove? You learn that from a Hekesh, because if it's like it says in the Pasuk, two Bereish Hashanah, one in Yovel, so they're not the same. And the Pasuk says they're the same. So why do you need a Gzeira Shove? Zok the Turei Evin, he says, als the Hekesh, that's telling me that Yovel and Rosh Hashanah are the same. So you know what I would know? I would know that there's two by Yovel also. I would never get three. How do you get three? The Hekesh is that Rosh Hashanah, Kol Truas, B'Chodesh Hashvi are the same. So by Rosh Hashanah it says you blow twice, Tkiya Truah Tkiya. By Yovel it says you blow once. So that's true. It can't be twice and once because they're not the same. So what's the same? So I'll say you blow twice by Yovel also. But to get three, with this Hekesh you can't get three. To say that these two are the same, you don't get three. The only way you can get three is by saying Gzeirishov is Masha Kosov Kan Keilu Kosov Kan. So there are two of Rosh Hashanah are written by Yovel, the one of Yovel is written by Rosh Hashanah. That's how you have three. So you need Gzeirishov. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Was fragt the Gemara? So the Turi Evin learns pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is punktvakel. Not why do you need the gzeirish of it. The kasha is why do you need the hekesh? Since you can't get away without the gzeirish of it, so why do you need the hekesh? That's pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Yeah. So the Gemara answers. The Gemara says, that is true. You could get away. You could get away with the Gzeira Shava alone. But he wants to tell you that for the first two halachas, you don't need the Gzeira Shava. You can get away with the Hekesh. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Let us just see the Loshon HaGemara. The Gemara says, I tanami kori maisi lo bekeshe. Vahashte maisi lo begzeira shava. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is, so why did you bring the gzeira shove? Why did you bring the hekesh? You need the gzeira shove, so why did you bring the hekesh? Arikama, he loved gzeira shove. The first two halachas have a mesina love by a kasha. I could have learned the first two halachas from a hekesh also. I don't need the hekesh. I don't need the gzeirah shava the first two halachas. Hashda does the gzeirah shava. Hekesh shaloitzach. Not like I don't need the hekesh. So zukta tureyevin, with this it's very good why the beraisa in the first two cases brought the hekesh, and the third case brought the gzeirah shava, because that's what the beraisa is telling us. The Braise is telling us because the first two halachas you could learn out from a hekesh. So you don't need the gzeirah shava. We have a gzeirah shava. The gzeirah shava is an extra. We have the gzeirah shava because you need it for the first halach. Afal pikein, the Braise in the first two halachas tells me hekesh to tell me, but you don't need the gzeirah shava for the first two halachas. The hekesh is sufficient. According to Rashi, the Gemara is going fakel. According to Rashi, the Gemara is saying, why did the Tana bring, the Kashi was Tana Mikore, Ma'aisi, Bekeshlam, Mizamizem, and I should say, the Kashi is, why didn't the Tana say a hekesh on the third one? That's the kasha. So the Gemara answers. So he says, because he wants to tell you that the Bemisin, you can learn not everything from hekesh, but he wants to tell you that Eloi Nemr Gzei Reshav is Lomayish Mesino Dem. He see maybe a kill by kasha, kloima me atzmoi. So he's telling you the hekesh to tell you that I could have learned it out by myself. So why by the first two did he have to say a hekesh? Why by the first two halachas did he say the hekesh? L'maisa is a gzeira shavah. That means, according to Rashi Pshat, all three halachas I could learn out from a hekesh. But the Tan is coming to tell us, but l'maisa is a gzeira shavah. So it's preferable to learn from, if I have a gzeira shavah, it's preferable to learn from a gzeira shavah than from a hekesh. Good. So he just wants to tell me that I could have learned it out from a hekesh. So why the first two halachas he mentioned hekesh? Let him say first the hekesh, then the other two halachas say gzeirah shavah. Because it is preferable to learn out from a gzeirah shavah. But he just wanted to tell me this hekesh also. So the first halacha mentioned the hekesh. Why by the first two halachas did he mention the hekesh? According to Turi Evans Pshat, it's very gishmak. Because it's a punkfakeld. It's, he wants to tell you the first two halachas I could learn out from a hekesh. So that's why he wrote the hekesh by the first two halachas. The third halacha I can't learn out from hekesh. That's what he said, the gzeira shavah. Zok the Gemara weiter. So the vial, according to this first beraisa, we know that there's a din tkiya, trua tkiya, by Rosh Hashanah in Yovel from the Vahavarta. We learn that from Vahavarta, Shofar Taviru. That's the makor of Tkiya through Tkiya. V'hai Tana Maisi Lo B'Gzei Rishova Mimidbor. There's another Tana that learns out this aloche that you need Tkiya through Tkiya, Pshutal Fana Pshutal Achea. He learns out from G'Zei Rishova from the Tkiyas Chatzaitzris, which were in the Midbar. There it says, Utekatem Trua. Utekatem Trua. So the Gemara Darshans, Tkiya Bifnei Atzma. Not Utekatem Trua does not mean you blow a Trua. Utekatem Trua. Utekatem, you blow a Tkiya. Trua, you blow a Trua. Tkiya Bifnei Atzma, Utrua Bifnei Atzma. That's how the Tekatam Tree. So we see klar that in the Midbar there was first a Tki and then a Trua. Frek the Gemara Ata Oim, how do you know that that's Pshat and Posik? Tkiya Bifnei Atzma, Trua Bifnei Atzma, Eine Elo Tkiya Utrua Achasi. Maybe the Posik means that you should blow one Trua. Utekatam Trua, you should blow a Trua. So the Gemara says, no, that's not Pshat. Kshu Oimer. And when it says later, ubahakil, here it says, utkatem trua. That's by the Masois, it says, utkatem trua. Then it says, ubahakil, esakol. But when you just want to be ma'asif the kol, not l'shem Masois, tisku v'loisariyu. There you should only blow a tkiya and not a trua. So it would seem that's pshat in the posik. by the masois utikatem true. There you blow a tkiye and a true. Ubahakeles a kol, you only blow a tkiye, not a true. Abiyayim a tkiye bifnei atzma, true bifnei atzma. Minayin shepshuta lefoneh, tamaloyma utikatem true. That's this posik. Utikatem, tkiye, and then a true. Minayin shepshuta lachel. Talmud Loime, it says further, Truo Yisku. So, after the Truo, there should be a Tkiyah. Let us see what Rashi says. Vahaitan Maislami Midbo, Shetei Pshuta Lofone, Pshuta Lachel. Tkiyah Bifnei Atzma, Dloiteima Chodehi. You shouldn't say Pshat in the Pasuk, this is one blowing. Lachikama, Heyutoikim Truo, Loa Truo. Lachikama, Utekatem, Tkiye, Vachel, Heiriu, Trua. Oh, yeah, you know, maybe Allahachas, Ivachikom, Heiu, Toikin, Trua. That Toikin is a Loshan Heiriu, you should blow a Trua. Shoimel, Tisku, Veloi, Soriu. Here it says, by, when you ma'as, when you ma'abahakeles hakol, it's Tisku, Veloi, Soriu. Mechlal, de bemasois, which were before, Tisku, Visoriu, comma. Usrua leikorilo tkiye. In the area kolchoch tkiye bifnei atzma. So tkiye is bifnei atzma. Talmud loyma uskatem vahodo trua. So here we learn out uskatem trua, that's tkiye and then trua yisko, trua and then a tkiye. Frekte gemore, good. So that's by the midbar. One second. Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef, Rabbi Yechem ben Breika, Oimer, Eini Tzorech. Harei hu Oimer, Uskatem, Truo, Sheinis. She'ein Talmud Loimer, Sheinis. Now, the Pasuk is speaking about, it says, Uskatem, Truo, and this Machna should go. Then it says, Uskatem, Truo, Sheinis, the next Machna should go. So she'ein talmud loyme sheinis. So the sheinis is miyuta. If we said uskatem true, this machna should go. Don't say nochemo uskatem true. Versteitzich. This is the second time you're doing it. She'ein talmud loyme sheinis. So the whole sheinis is miyuta. Uma talmud loyme sheinis. Zebona ov shekol mokim shenema true teitkiye shniya lo. Utkatem true sheinis. Let us see how Rashi says pshat. She'ein talmud loimer shein shekva oma uskatem true v'nosa machna pleini ki hoda oma uskatem true v'nosa machna pleini pshita the shein is here. This is a second true tei tkiya shniya lo v'ochi koma uskatem tkiya shein is le true. You should blow a second tkiya for the true. So that's another limud. That by the midbar there was a tkiya after the trua. So we have either trua yisku or tkatem trua shenis. Fine. So, in fact, the Gemara ainli ela by midbar. So good, by the midbar there was a pshuta lefana, pshuta lacha, boroish hashonu minayin, tamad loime trua legzeire shove. Here it says, yaim trua, and there it says trua, so one legzeire shove. So, Mamele, that's how we know that by Rosh Hashanah, there's a tkila for now, tkila acher. Ushalosh truois nemru, by Rosh Hashanah. Shabbat sein zichin trua, yem trua, bavarta, shayfa trua. That's by Rosh Hashanah, by Yevul, we'll see. Ushtay tkiyas, lucholachas vachas. And now we know that each trua has to have two tkiyas. That we learn out from Trua Trua. But Sinu Lameiden, Shalosh Truais, V'sheish Tkiyis. Nemru B'Rosh Hashanah, Shtayim. Lameiden, Shalosh Truais, V'sheish Tkiyis. Nemru B'Rosh Hashanah, Shtayim, Midivrei Teire, V'Achas, Midivrei Seifrim. So there are two midivrei teva, achas midivrei seifer. Shabbosain zichrein true, bavarto seifer true, midivrei teire. Now the Gemara is saying, the one pasuk by Yovel and one pasuk by Rosh Hashanah. This is Shtayim Divrei Torah. Yom Truah Yielachem LeTalmudai Hubo. Yom Truah is coming to tell us a different Rosh. We'll see later what this means. Or let's say now, so you won't get confused. Yom Truah Yielachem LeTalmudai Hubo is coming to tell us it's Mufne LeGzeirah Shavah. So the Gemara is saying now as follows. It says three times true, Rosh Hashanah and Yovel. So two of them are the Raise, that's Shabbos and Zichri true, Vavarta Shaifa true, so twice you have to blow a true. And Yom true is coming to make it Mufne to learn that Xer Shove from the Midbar that says, it also says, Aloshin Truah, Skatim Truah, that just like by the Midbar, there was a Pshuta Lefaneh, Pshuta Lacher, so Rosh Hashanah is also a Pshuta Lefaneh, Pshuta Lacher. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeini Omer Rabbi Yonison, he said, no, Achas Midivrei Torah, Ushtayim Midivrei Seifer, Vavarta Seifer Truah, Midivrei Torah. Rek the Gemara, so he says that one true is Minatayre, and two of them are Litalmudai Hubo. My Litalmudai Hubo. So Zichrein true is coming to tell us, Zichrein true is coming to tell us, Lafnuye, to make the Gzeir Shove Mufne, and Yoim true is coming to tell us, Beyoim Veloy Belayla, that the true that we blow one through it should be b'yoyim b'loy b'layim. So therefore, there are shnayim midivrei seifrim, and the only one min natayre is vavarta seifer tuah. The idach, the other man, the yoma, who said that shtayim midivrei teire, and he learned out the yoyim tuah, he used. He said before, Shabbos Zichri Truah Vavarta Seifer Truah Midivrei Torah. Yom Truah is coming to tell us, Lafnuye. So how does he know that in Yom Veloy Belayla? Bidach by Yom Veloy Belayla Menole, Nafgalei, Mi Be Yom Akipur. He learns out from Yom Kippur. It says also Yom. Like the Gemara, so it's like this. So he learns out Yom from Yom HaKippurim, and so Memele, there's only one Ibrike. So Yom learns out Yom HaKippurim. So the Talmud HaYeboah is only the Zichrein Truah that's coming to tell us that. Or the Yom Truah is coming to tell us Eistis the Lafnuye. So Memele, so therefore there are Shtayim Midivrei Torah. Frag the Gemara, if this Tana learns out from Yom Kippur that it has to be by Yom, Nigmar Nami Minei L'Pshuta L'Faneh P'Shuta L'Acher. That means the first Baraisa said, how do you know Pshutal of Napshutal Achel? So the Baraisa said, we learn out from Yom Kippur, because there it says, Vavarto, Taviru. So we learn out Pshutal of Napshutal Achel. So now this new Baraisa, so we were under the pressure, you don't learn out from Yom Kippur. If you learn out from Yom Kippur, so you don't need a new limud from the Midbar. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Imi b'yem ha-kippurim yalef nigmar nami minei l'pshutol v'nei pshutol acher. And for the Gemara, now this Tana holds v'havarto taviru loy mashmelu. He holds he can't learn out from v'havarto taviru that it's going on a pshutol v'nei pshutol acher. It doesn't mean that. So memele between you and me, I don't know by Yovel either that there has to be a pshuta lefaneh pshuta lacher. So the whole halacha of pshuta lefaneh or pshuta lacher, he has to learn out from the midbar. The midbar says uskatem true tisko. So memele, that's how you know true yisko. That's how I know Pshuta Lefanel, Pshuta Lachel. Frag the Gemara, Elo, my Dor Shibu, if Vahavarto, by that says by Yoivul, does not mean that it should be a kill poshid lefoneho, my Dor Shibu, Vahavarto, so I'm talking about my Dor Shibu, I'm talking about Vahavarto, Kidderav Masne. Vavarta is coming to tell us not to need a kol poshid lefoneh. That's not the pshat in Vavarta. No, the Omar Rav Masne Vavarta derech avorosoi. That Vavarta is telling us that the shofar has to be blown derech avorosoi. Derech avorosoi means that we had before, if he was mahapach the shofar, he's not yoitzer because it's not the way it was. Well, it was on the seh, on the aisle. It's not the way it was. So Memeila, Vavarta is coming to tell us that has to be derech avorosoi. Taviru dekama rachmone, taviru dekama rachmone, navri biyat. So before we see Rashi, let us see Taisvis. Taisvis says, well, one, navri biyat, Perish sheyerzenu biyodoy viyitoka, veloy sheyanichenu al gabi shum dova viyitoka. He says that it's, the pasuk is coming to tell us that you have to hold it while you are blowing it. That's the tavirena. Tavirena is biyad, but it's not coming. So memela. So the Vavarta is telling us has to be der chaverosoi. Tavirenu is Taviros coming to tell us that you have to hold it while you're blowing it. There's a din, you need a chiz in the shofar. And, so far. So, about the din, pshuta lefoneo, pshuta lacher, that you can only learn out from the midbar. Yeah. The Idoch, the other man, the Omar, who learned out, from Vavarta, the first Baraisa, who learned out from Vavarta, the Pshuta Lefoneo, and Taviru, the Pshuta Lachel, the Idoch, so how does he know these two dinin? The Rav Masne, Midishoni, Kro bidiburoi. Vaavarto derech avorosoi. Vaistois that it should have said a different lotion. Is vaavarto, it's coming to tell us a pshuta lefoneo, and it was mishane bidiburoi, so we learn now vaavarto derech avorosoi. Taviru biyad loimotzi samrit. And Taviru isn't coming to tell us that it has to be biyad. The goma evra evra mi moishe. Avor mi moishe. Ksivoche vavarto shoifer trua. Uchsiv hosom v'yitzav moishe v'eviru keil b'machne. Malo holom b'keil afkan b'keil. So memele, so therefore, he learns out. So he doesn't need these davart and taviru for these drashes. So he learns out from davart and taviru pshuta lefanel pshuta lachel. Ulahai tane the maisi lo mi midbar. So the gemara, the tane who learns it out from the midbar, the second barais, he learns it out from the midbar. Ima lo holon chatzaitzris afkan chatzaitzris. So let's learn out. You're learning out from the midbar, pshut lefanel. Learn out it should be bechatzaitzris also. So Hashemah says, avot, even though we learn out from Yevil also, we're learning out from Yevil. So, by Yevil says, taviru shofar. So the Gemara's kasha is good. You have a gzeirah shofar to Yevil. You have a gzeirah shofar to the midbar. So how do you know that you learn out from Yevil? Maybe learn out from Midbar. And with the Gemara, Talmud Loimer Tiku b'Chodesh Shofar b'Kesel l'Yom Chageinu, Eizeh Chag Shehachodesh Mishkaseh Boy, Heviyomer Zeh Reish Hashanah. So learn out from a pasuk in Ksuvim. וכמה רחמונה שויפה. אסקין רבי יבו בכסרי, תקיו שלושה שבורים תרוו תקיה. That Rabbi Bo was mesakin that you blow tashchat. Fregt the Gemara manefshech. I yelulil yolil. If the taitch of truah is yelulil yolil, levet kiyah truat kiyah. Vi genuchi gonach. If truah means shvorim, levet kiyah, shloisha shvorim at kiyah. So why does he make Tashrat, either let him make Tashat or Tarat. And for the Gemara, Mesavkele Iginuchi Gonach, Iyiluli Yolo. He doesn't know. He doesn't know what it is. So Memele, so that's why he blows Tashrat. Because he doesn't know what it is. Maskev lo Ravavire. So if he doesn't know what it is, so then Tashrat is not a truther. Vidilme Yiluli have, maybe Trua is Yiluli, become Mapsik Shloishat Shvorim, Ben Trua Litkiye. So the Tkiye Rishoine is Mufsik from the Trua with a Sheva, with Vishvorim. So if he is a Tzad, that Trua means, the way we understand Trua, Yiluli Yolil, So how could he blow Tashrat? And for the Gemara, you're right, Taki. The Hoda of it Kiya through it Kiya. Taki, Taki, blow, according to Rabbi Bo, Kiya through it Kiya. Fine. Maske vlo Ravine, vidilme genuchi have, vikamavseke true, ben shvorim lit Kiya. Maybe, if he's mesupik, so maybe it's shvorim. So Tashrat is an Eitzes, because the true is mafsik between the Shvorim and the Tkiya Achoyne. And for the Gemara, you write Taka, the Hoda of it Tashat. Taka make Tashat. Frek the Gemara, Rabbi Bo, my Iskin. So it comes out, you blow Tashrat, Tashat and Tarat. Tashrat is not a trufe if you need Tashat. Tashrat is not a trufe if you need Tarat. So you blow Tashat and Tarat. Al Rabbi Boy my iskin, I genuchi gonach ha'ovdei, he's blows tashat, I yolule yolil ha'ovdei. And for the Gemara, mesavkele dilme gonach v'yolo. That was the suffix of Rabbi Boy. Maybe the true is geniche v'yolile. In fact, the Gemara, hochi, la'eved nami ipche, if there's a suffix, maybe it's both. So now in the suffix of both, maybe it's tarshat, it's true shvorim. Tkiya, true shloish shvorim tkiya. Dilme yolil v'gonach. And for the Gemara, no. Stomed de milsa ki mischa binish milsa when lachmanasan anumdak occurs, bereishe gonach v'hodo yolil. So Memele, so the suffix of Rav Bo was only Moisef, maybe it's both. But if it's both, the Seder Zichar Tashrat. Zogt Rashi, Ochi Garsinin, Visholoish Truois Nemlu Bereish Hashanah, Shabosoin Zichrein Truah, Vavarto Shofar Truah, Yom Truah Yielochem, Ushtkeit kies lechol achas v'achas. Vatzinen lemeime l'reish eshone sholosh trueis v'sheish tkies. Shtayim midivrei teire v'achas midivrei seifrem. V'avarto shofar trua. Shabosin zichrein trua midivrei teire. So you need two truas midivrei teire. And we learn now to tkilah v'na tkilah from the midbar. Yom trua yilachem l'talmudai hubo. That's coming for the limud to be make it afnuye. That should be exerish of a mufne. Rabbi Shmuel banachmeini oimer achas midivrei teire, ushtayim midivrei seifrem. Vavarta shoifer trua, the pasuk that says by Yovel midivrei teire. Shabbos and Zichrein Truah, we'll see that comes for the Gzeirah Shove. Yom Truah Yilachem L'Talmud Ebon, Yom Truah comes to tell us V'yoyim V'loy B'layla. Mai le Talmudei Huba. That's the Girsa. Now Rashi will start explaining the Girsa. Shtayim midivrei Torah. Trei kroi dorush leminyone. Kedektoni va'ozul. He explains which psukim you learn leminyone. Va'avarto shoifer true. Shabosa in zichra in true. Midivrei Torah. That's telling us you need twice a true. Kloima. Mikan nilmeid shtayim. Yaim true yielachem, le sidre shay leminyone. Don't use this to tell us that you make a third true. Shrelele talmudai hubo. This is coming that we should be able to learn out from the midbar. Mufne legzeirishove, shedorash true legzeirishove. So memele, so that's why it's two midivrei toire. Elo. So Rashi says, so why the taka three? Lemaise, this, you blow the sholish or sholishos. Ela soifrim amrua, the Rabbonon said that the third one you should also blow, tkiya trua tkiya, kide lahashvois, malchiois, vizichoines, vishoifrois, le tkiya same. I mean, since two are minatoire, malchis and zichoines have tashrat. You blow. So Bishayfres also should have tkiya true tkiya. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Oimer, Mai le Talmudei Hubo, Bishloime Chad, Legzeiri Shove. Idoch le Mai, what is the second one coming for? So the Gemara says, Loi Mashmalei le Midrash Minei, Pshuto le Foneo. So the Gemara says, if you learn out from Yovel already, so learn out from Yovel also, that is a pshuta lefonel. Why do you have to learn out from the Midbar? By mashmalei lemidrash minei, pshuta lefonel. The vahavarta, what is the vahavarta and tavira coming for? Is derech avarosoi lemutei hofchoi, v'tokaboy kedamorem. And if it would say in the other one, every biyat, the lav, the hoder kosvei, lehavi mishtame taviru loshen tkiya. Mesavkele va'ovitovayu, v'dilme genuchi, ven loch lasseis trua ishevovis, kam afsake trua ben shvorim lepshuta shalacher. V'dilme yeluli, ven lono shvorim, kam afsake shvorim, wenn lange schworen bekamski schworen de kaschrak der aber moment gehre schön und tru wenn kam schudel von er reis ich noch ich gon nach knige sa ruh geis war der mialo
I would like to elaborate on two nekudis. The Gemara said, Idoch, according to the first paraisa, that learns out from the Havarto, that you need a pshuta lefoneo, that have masne midishoni bedibure. Midishoni kro bedibure. Have masne zaloche, we learn out midishoni kro bedibure. That means that really the posik is telling us that you should blow a tkiya. Vavalta zaloshen tkiya. Loshen, as we learned before, pshuta mashma voros kerlecha. Why did the Torah say a loshen v'havarta? Why didn't the Torah say a loshen of tekiye? So midishoni kro b'dibure, we learn out another halacha, that the tekiye has to be made derech havarosoi, that the shofar has to be derech havarosoi. So that was the Torah was boicher, a loshen havore, to tell me a loshen tekiye, it came to tell us another halacha that has to be derech havarosoi. Now I'd like to elaborate on Rashi. The Gemara said that the Tan of this Baraisa who has to learn out a pshuta lefoneo, a pshuta lacher from the midbar, holds you cannot learn out from the loshen taviru. Taviru de komarachmonen ne every biyat. So Rashi says, ne every biyat. Bilav the hoda kosvei, That means if I would not have the pasuk in the, that we learn out from the Midbar, that there was a tkiya lefoner and a tkiya lacher, they have a mishtame taviru loshen tkiya, I would not know that taviru is a loshen tkiya. Yeah, so what would I think you do? I would think, you hold the shofar. You don't blow it. So the Menachem Eshev Nefesh explains as follows. It says in the pasuk, Vavarta shofar trua, then it says taviru shofar. So since it says trua, so the pasuk I would translate as follows. Vavarta is not a lashon tkiya. Forget about it. Vavarta shofar trua, since it says trua, so it seems you're blowing. So I would say, Vahavarta shofar trua, you make a trua, what is in the matziv of the shofar is to be derech havarosoi. When Bishas, when you make the true, it has to be derech havaroso. Then it says later, ta'aviru shofar. So ta'aviru shofar means that after you blow the true, then you go and you take the shofar and you carry it around. Ne'evri biyad. That means there's only a mitzvah to blow a true. And the true is blown derech havaroso. And afterwards, I would think that there's a mitzvah of Tavirenu Biyad. So that's what we learn now from the Midbar, that from the Midbar we see that there's a mitzvah of a Tkiyel of Honor and a Tkiyel Achel.